A reading from Isaiah 43. God is always with his people. Now this is what the Lord says. He created you, people of Jacob. He formed you, people of Israel. He says, don't be afraid, because I have saved you. I have called you by name, and you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you cross rivers, you will not drown. When you walk through fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not hurt you. This is because I, the Lord, am your God. I, the Holy One of Israel, am your Savior. I gave Egypt to pay for you. I gave Cush and Seba to make you mine. You are precious to me. I give you honor and I love you. So I will give other people in your place. I will give other nations to save your life. So don't be afraid, I am with you. I will gather your children from the east, and I will gather you from the west. I will tell the north, give my people to me. I will tell the south, don't keep my people in prison. Bring my sons from far away, bring my daughters from far away places. Bring to me all the people who are mine. I made them for my glory. I formed them. I made them. Bring out the people who have eyes but don't see. Bring out those who have ears but don't hear. All the nations should gather together. All the people should come together. Which of their gods said that this would happen? Which of their gods can tell what happened in the beginning? They should bring their witnesses to prove they were right. Then others will say, it is true. The Lord says, you are my witness. You are the servant I chose. I chose you so you would know and believe me. I chose you so you would understand that I am the true God. There was no God before me, and there will be no God after me. I myself am the Lord. I am the only Savior.
Then Jesus went from Galilee to the Jordan River to be baptized by John. But John tried to talk him out of it.
Shouldn't I be the one to get baptized by you? Why would you come to me?
No. It should be done. For we should do all that God requires of us.
So John agreed to baptize him. After his baptism, as Jesus came out of the water, the heavens were opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and settling on him. And a voice from heaven said,
this is my dearly loved Son, who brings me great joy.
This is the word of the Lord.
We are in the season of Epiphany. Epiphany means shines forth. God's revelation shines forth. A sudden realization of God's presence among us. Okay, Matthew, Mark, Luke, all three Gospels record the baptism of our Lord Jesus. According to Matthew, Jesus comes to Jordan, the river Jordan. He meets with John the Baptist. A conversation takes place between John and Jesus. John agreed and Jesus is baptized. The heavens opened. The Spirit of God descends on Jesus, and a voice came. The Father spoke. If you are a Jew, you would connect many things, all that happened here. Lot of symbols, right? We are also reading Bible, the Old Testament. What are all the symbols used here? Now, let's imagine. Water, Spirit comes on Jesus, a voice came. What comes to our mind? Let's look at the creation. At the time of creation, on the waters, over the waters, the Spirit was hovering over the waters. And a voice came. Let there be light. And there was light. Now, at the time of Jesus' baptism, something is happening similar to that. Now, Jesus is here. The voice came. This is my son, my beloved, with whom I am well pleased. And the Spirit is coming onto him, which means now Jesus is bringing a new creation, a new revelation, a new relationship, a new life. Not something new is emerging. Creation, new creation is emerging. That's what we see very strongly from the baptism. Now, let's look at the conversation. The conversation between John the Baptist and Jesus. Jesus is wanting to be baptized. John says, no, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? The baptism which John the Baptist is given is baptism of repentance. And he knows that I need to be baptized. I am a sinner. I am a human being. Though he led a very powerful life, a saintly life, but he still says that I need to be baptized. I am a sinner. It's a baptism of repentance. But you are sinless. You don't need to repent. Why you should be baptized? You better baptize me. That's what John the Baptist is saying. This conversation is only found in Matthew, not in Mark and Luke. Now, Jesus is responding by saying that it is proper for us in the way to fulfill all righteousness. What does Jesus say about righteousness? Matthew has a meaning of righteousness which is different from Paul. So let's not worry about what Paul says about righteousness. What Matthew says here is righteousness means the response to the demands of God, the sincere, wholehearted response to God's commandments. Jesus has come to fulfill the law of the Lord. He has come to fulfill. What Jesus is saying here is the words that we have taken for this year. What is the words for the year? Whatever you do, do it from the heart as something not as something for the Lord and not for people. Jesus is saying, I have come and I am not going to leave any stone unturned. I will do wholeheartedly all that God has commanded. So That's beautiful, isn't it? I have come to fulfill the law. Now, Jesus is wanting to be baptized by John, and John says, no, I will not baptize you. I need to be baptized by you. In that context, we may think that, okay, Jesus, let him be baptized on by himself. What is the problem? Why John has to baptize him? That's a good question, right? Why he needs to be baptized by John? Why can't he simply go inside the water and come out? No. He wanted John to baptize him. Now that's a very important lesson here. The lesson here is that Jesus is not doing anything apart from what God has been doing all along these many past centuries. God has been doing his salvation work, salvation plan all along since the creation. And Jesus is not going to start anything other than what God has been doing. He is not going to do anything apart from God's plan so far. So John the Baptist is also being appointed by God, and he wants to submit himself before John the Baptist to be baptized. So he has come to fulfill the law, and he is also joining the God's plan for the salvation of the whole world. Now the main message of Jesus' baptism is Jesus is identifying with us. Jesus is joining on our side. That's the message of baptism. We say that he has come to take the sin of the world. If he has come to take the sin of the world, then he has to identify with us, right? I want to remember three verses very quickly from Matthew's gospel. He took up our infirmities and bore our diseases. Yes? So if he is taking our sins, our diseases, our problems, then he has to identify with us, right? Number one. He will offer himself as a ransom for many, another words. He will shed his blood for their forgiveness. So if Jesus has come to take the sin of the world, then he has to identify himself with us, and that's what exactly he's doing by taking this baptism. We will just remember one more thing, and then I'll come to the conclusion. In any sacrifice that takes place in Jerusalem temple, the sacrifice has to be presented before the priest. The priest examines the sacrifice, and the sacrifice is done. Now, John the Baptist, he's the one who said, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He said this. And now, John the Baptist is a Levi. He is a priestly clan. And he is standing there, and Jesus is coming and surrendering himself as a sacrifice, the Lamb of God. What a beautiful message. God reveals himself to us. Now, as we come to the end of this short meditation, let's remember John. He did not want to touch Jesus and baptize him. No, I am not allowed to touch you. You are sinless, you are pure, you are great. That's John's response. And Jesus said, no. I crossed all the barrier to come to this level. Allow me to be baptized. Allow me so that we will fulfill all righteousness. We have got another person in the gospel who was unwilling to be touched by Jesus. Who is that? Peter was unwilling to be touched by Jesus. He said, "No, Lord, you cannot touch me. If you touch me, that's not fine." Jesus said, "Unless I touch your dirt, you have no part in me. Unless you allow me to wash you, you have no part in me." Now let's connect these two. Jesus has crossed all the barriers to come to our side, to be with us, to join with us. The question is, are we like Peter, unwilling to come and to be touched by him? Unwilling to come to be part of him? That's the question that we need to be answering. Am I allowing this Jesus to touch me, heal me, cleanse me, and be making me part of him? And that's the message comes powerfully in this baptism event. May the dear Lord help us so that we will always be on side of Jesus, because he came to our side. God with us. God bless us all. Amen.